Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And on the line with us today, the author of The Girl with the Butterfly Tattoo. This is a brand new book and, of course, is written for young girls who are experiencing some of the biggest changes in their lives. Michael, you've got daughters.
I know. And look, as we all know, as parents, they don't come with a guidebook and, you know, wouldn't life be easier if they did? But this is, and, you know, we get so many books in our desk at Mind Food. This is an extraordinary book, The Girl with the Butterfly Tattoo. It is all about empowerment. It's all about self-belief. And, you know, as girls are entering different phases of their life, I think, Danielle, you have done a wonderful job. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. And I suppose I've written the guidebook, so to speak. I have two daughters of my own. I have a 13-year-old and a 17-year-old stepdaughter who lives with us full-time. And I've been a teacher in high schools for 7 years and worked with teen girls for the last 8. I knew, you know, that it was time to really give girls some solid strategies so that they could make sense of what is becoming an increasingly complex and changing world.
You know, Danielle, I have to say, I work in education as well. It horrifies me how many young girls I teach who have tattoos all over them.
Ah, so you're focused on the tattoo element of my title.
Yeah.
Look, girls do choose to adorn themselves in all sorts of different ways and express their individuality. But I've got to say, to me in education, it wasn't so much, you know, the piercings or the tattoos that concerned me as it was the toxic girl behaviour. And often, you know, girls can be looking like they're doing really well and they may be very well behaved in class and performing academically, but behind closed doors, they're silently imploding. And we know the statistics show us that so many young girls are dieting, are binge drinking on weekends, are engaging in really toxic self-talk that really limits their sense of who they are, and they define their currency as their looks, and I suppose that's why they try and enhance them in all kinds of ways, including in artificial ways.
You know, it's interesting. We just recently in Mind Food did a story on self-harm, and it's extraordinary the growth rate in teenage girls.
Yes, it is.
And they're intelligent girls. You know, these are girls that are doing well in school. And, you know, this was a whole kind of thing that's happening out there that we, you know, for me, I just wasn't aware of.
Yeah, I agree with you. The statistics show us that 1 in 10 teen girls self-harm as a way of dealing with their stress and anxiety, and that is an increase over the last couple of decades. Look, is that because we're now more open about talking about these things and reporting them? But certainly, I've got to admit as well, you know, as a teen girl growing up, none of my peer group engaged in this, yet many girls tell me today that they know girls who do self-harm. Why do they do that? They do that because they are a stressed and anxious generation.
Yeah.
Mission Australia every year do a research project on what's going on in the minds of young people, girls and boys.
Yep.
Every year for girls in particular, body image is the number one concern. Am I beautiful enough? Am I thin enough?
Yeah.
Well, I remember when my girl started year 7, and I remember talking to a mother, and she was telling us how many years her daughter had been coached. And I remember saying to my wife, Michelle, what does that mean, coached? I didn't get what she meant. But, you know, now this has become more of a norm where parents are spending huge amounts of money on these kids being coached so they get into better schools, and even when they're in the schools, they're still being coached. You know, there's an extraordinary pressure, as you say, in and around the whole academic world now.
Yeah, there absolutely is. And it isn't just academic coaching, although certainly that's also on the increase. It's the fact that we seem to overextend our children full stop. So many parents, you know, from very little will have their children going off to do a musical instrument, to do sport, as you say, to do academic coaching.
Yeah.
They might do some drama or some arts. That's all great, and it's wonderful to have a well-rounded child, but if it means that you're literally taxing them around every afternoon and they're tired and they're teary and they're feeling overwhelmed, then, as you say, maybe it's time for us to sort of step back a little and go, what really is important? And for children, often that's play.
Yeah.
Daniel, thank you. Look, your book, The Girl with a Butterfly Tattoo, has been reviewed in Mind Food. You can read the review in the latest edition of Mind Food and also on mindfood.com. Thanks a lot, Danielle.
Absolute pleasure. Lovely talking to you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.